The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? Secretary, take the roll. I see Senator Ferguson, I believe. There we go.
The roll shows 18 members present. Senator Coletta is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Milton Hunt of the Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. We pray, O Lord, to refresh us this new day as we begin this new task. Strengthen these senators in their responsibility for our civic welfare, health, and security. Defend them from narrow pressures and self-interest. Assist them in those decisions and activities which promote good government. Assist all others to their duties as responsible citizens, that we may work together in all things for the good of our great land. In the name of the teacher of Galilee, who both taught and did good. Amen.
Secretary, note the presence of Senator Tillion. Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 15th legislative day.
Senator Cotulla.
Present. There are no additions or corrections other than that man's consent.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, it is with the utmost pleasure that I introduce the Secretary for the Commerce Committee, so now we can get on the road and down to business. And also her lovely daughter, Danae. Kathy Shaw, as we all know, and her daughter.
Senator Cotulla.
I may be chastised the lady for coming 2 weeks late. I'm just going to get underway.
Why did you be 2 weeks early? Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
Message of January 23rd. Dear Senator Rader, enclosed, please find a copy of the executive proclamation I signed January 21, 1978, proclaiming a condition of disaster emergency to exist in the village of Carlock. Assistance to the village will be continued to be coordinated by the Department of Community and Regional Affairs. This coordination is already in progress. Thank you very much for keeping me aware of the conditions at Carlock and the concerns of your constituents. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. This proclamation is on file in the Secretary's office. That is the only message from the Governor.
Messages from the House.
Senate
will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order.
Under messages from the House, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number.
Seven.
I'll read the other one first. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 244, amended House by the Finance Committee, an act relating to special officers, law enforcement authority at airports, and passenger screening services, and providing for an effective date.
Senator Coletta, Cotulla. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 314, amended by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to cooperative insurance programs for property insurance coverage and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
Those are the only messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Standing committee reports.
The State Affairs Committee had Senate Concurrent Resolution number 65, construction of Lodge and Visitor Center in Denali State Park under consideration, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Willis, co-chairman, concurring Senators Cotulla, Ray, Huber, and Bradley. There is a further referral of Senate 69 to Finance. The State Affairs Committee had Senate Bill 222, requiring voter himself to deposit ballot in ballot box under consideration. and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Willis, co-chairman, concurring Senators Curtula, Ray, Huber, and Bradley. 222 has no further referral. Do you want that to go to rules?
Yes, rules. Excuse me.
The State Affairs Committee had Senate Bill 345 permitting transfer of annual leave and medical leave to employees suffering extended illnesses under consideration, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman, concurring Senators Willis, Ray, Huber, and Bradley. 345 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had Senate Bill 382 establishing Arctic Food Production Research Program with the U of A under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends that do pass with amendments. The majority report was signed by Senator Hackney, chairman, and concurring were Senators Bradley and Senator Willis. Senator Sumner signed no recommendation. 382 has a further referral to finance. Senate Bill 383, the Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services had Senate Bill 383, special appropriation to the U of A to establish a modern experimental dairy farm under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis and Bradley. Senator Sumner signed, no recommendation. 383 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had Senate Bill 386, special appropriation to the U of A to lease land for and construct the geothermally heated greenhouse at Pilgrim Hot Springs under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Bradley and Willis. Senator Sumner signed no recommendation. 386 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had Senate Bill 394, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services, Homemaker Services, under consideration, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Bradley and Sumner. 394 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee had Senate Bill 411, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Fish and Wildlife, under consideration, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Huber, Meland, and Sumner. 411 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee had Senate Bill 414, special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund under consideration, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian, Huber, Meland, and Sumner. 414 has a further referral to finance. That is the end of the standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 433 by Senators Rohde, Coletta, Ferguson, Curtula, Huber, Meland, Poland, and Willis. An act relating to state agency publications and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
That's the only bill this morning.
Data calendar.
There's no calendar today.
Unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Special orders. Senator Curtula.
Special orders to comment on the Transportation Committee.
Without objection, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I think before every member of the legislature, substantial background and informational effort, one of the very few produced this year to date on the Transportation Committee and its recommendations. They covered the area from the Arctic to Southeastern. Mr. President, they did it in a slightly different way. Was the formation of a number of subcommittees. And for the information of those members of the House that chose to criticize, they should read the effort, go through the effort. I think the subcommittees spent very, very little money in producing that which they knew to be the problems of transportation of their area. They sent them into a central area, and Senator Ray, at that stage, combined them and used a program of, I think, a young Harvard fellow that had considerable background in transportation to sort it out, combine it into a formal report. I think that that was infinitely better, and he had the opportunity, of course, of making that decision of the subcommittee appointments. It's infinitely better than the committees traveling all over the state because transportation is a problem from Barrow to Ketchikan. Certainly saved a lot of money. And I don't think that he deserved, or any member of that committee deserved criticism. I think Senator Coletta and I were both members of that committee. I know for one, I put in an awful lot of effort. I think I had 14 or 15 days of per diem I could have called upon under that program. I didn't apply for it. And we could have had the same amount of effort applied by every member of the committee to collect about what information I'd collected. So I don't think on the basis of performance, the basis of cost, or the basis of the subcommittee effort versus the total committee effort that he deserves any criticism. In fact, I think the opposite is true. He should be lauded for his efforts. And I think it's a program that everyone else ought to look to. Again, we were a bunch of pretty busy people this summer, and we didn't have time to go to every part of the state. So we covered our own areas or the areas which we felt we had particular background for.
Any further special orders? Senator Tillion? Is there any objection to the request of Senator Tillion? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Senator Tillion will be excused on January 26th and 27th. Any further special orders? Without objection, we'll revert to the introduction of guests. I see that after we pass that item of our daily order of business, Barbara Lipton, whose husband Milton Lipton walked in the gallery over here. We're glad to have you with us, Mrs. Lipton. Any further introduction of guests? Reverting back to special orders. Any further special orders? Any announcements? Senator Poland.
SJR 36 relating to land allocation in the Tongass National Forest. And at 2:00, we will move to courtroom A to hear the joint, to hear the Federal State Land Use Planning Commission present their briefing on disposal of state lands. On Wednesday and on Friday, we will also be meeting in courtroom A to hear Mr. Lipton on oil and gas matters. And I believe that time will be 1:30, but I'll double check it.
Senator Ziegler. Senator Orsini. Senator Sackett.
Finance.
Senator Holman.
Senator Fisher.
Any further announcements? Senator Hackney. Senator Orsini. Senator Ray.
President, the question to the chair, yesterday we did that meeting informally, and I
Yes, I conferred with Speaker Malone, and he confirmed the House Committee is going to be chaired by the Chairman of the House State Affairs Committee, and our Chairman for joint meetings will be Senator Willis, and they are attempting to set up the 21st of February to start the joint hearings. I would imagine the hearings would be the 21st and 22nd. Senator Willis, do you yet have a place for that, certain or not?
Mr. President, no, we haven't turned up a place for the board. We are working on it.
Does that have your inquiry, sir?
I appreciate it.
Any further announcements? Senator Catrula?
No further action before this body. I'd move and ask unanimous consent to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.